gardening programs geared towards the education of our children and teenagers has gained momentum all around the world. Our guest tonight will chat with us about a program that they created geared towards educating our young people on growing the world's most beloved flower. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Rose Chat Radio is a proud media sponsor of the American Rose Society's Fall National Convention, taking place September 10th to the 13th in Syracuse, New York. Michael Marriott, Alon Mayon, Will Radler, and Thomas Prohl will be speaking, and the country's preeminent rose exhibitors will compete for top honors. There's something for all lovers of roses at the ARS Fall National Convention. Register soon at newyorkroses.org. Your friends at Rose Chat Radio will love to see you there.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
As gardeners, I think we're always looking for ways to pass the love of gardening on to the next generation. Our guests tonight are Dave Jackson and Mark Miller, two guys who host an event every year called Roses for Youth, and they're here to tell us all about it. Hey guys, welcome to Rose Chat.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you, and we want to get started on how did this event get started?
Well, this is Mark Miller and with the Delaware Area Rose Society, and I say about 8 years ago, Teresa, we sat down and said, what can we do to increase the membership of our club? Because I think most clubs are noticing a decline in the membership, and so we sat down and kind of had a brain type of talk, said, what can we do to bring more people in? And it was hard to attract adults into the club, so we thought, what can we do to bring, maybe start with kids? Mm-hmm. And we sat around and talked, well, why don't we try to bring kids in to get them to recognize our national emblem, the flower, the rose. So we started a project called Roses for Youth Workshop. Mm-hmm. And eventually it's now called Roses for Youth Fun Shop, but we can get to that a little bit later here. But basically, we introduced kids to miniature roses. And this happened about 8 years. It was our first Roses for Youth event. And which kids are we going to try to contact? Who can we bring to this program? And the first thing came to mind were kids that may be in a 4-H program, or in a scout troop that may be working some type of gardening program. And maybe they could implement a rose growing project into their gardening program. So what we did is we went out and contacted a lot of the local scout leaders here in the Delaware County area, and also a lot of the 4-H leaders, and introduced them to our first program of Roses for Youth. And we did get a number of kids signed up. I think we had about 50. Sign up.
First time
around, and we thought that was awesome. And and from there on, we've just been building.
So is this a free program, or do they pay something to come, or is this free?
Yeah, it's a free. This is Dave Jackson. It's a free program. We've never charged anything for the kids to come. And like Mark said, we started out with 4-H and scout troops, but then we found out that brothers and sisters were coming along too, because they had to. They had to come with their older brothers and sisters. And so eventually it's never gotten away from 4-H and scouting, but We really have branched out, and I would say majority of our people now are just kids that get into the program by word of mouth from other older siblings or people down the street to bring their neighbors, grandparents bring their grandkids. We have teachers bring their kids from school, homeschooling in particular, and so we've really branched out since we started the program.
Now, you said that first year you had 50. Now that you're 7 years into the program, how many are you having?
Well, this is Mark again. This has fluctuated a little bit. I think due to the fact that this is an event that's held outside at a nursery here in local nursery here in town, and we've usually tried to utilize some type of a tent just to prevent, you know, if there is a rain or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But we have noticed that it has fluctuated from 50 down to 30,
mm-hmm.
but it has gone up to 70. And this year, this past year, we had 100 kids. We had 125 signed up. And, of course, as you know, as Saturday mornings come along, there's always other activities with families that go on, sporting events and so mm-hmm. forth in the spring. So I assume that we maybe lost the other 25 due to other family events that were not recognized at the time they pre-registered their kid. But that was great to see that we had 125 kids actually registered on this eighth year.
Absolutely. Now, have you seen, as a result of this program, have you seen your Rose Society grow in number?
Well, we would like to tell you that we have doubled in size, but actually, we haven't seen any growth yet. When we started the program, we decided we would have to do this probably for about 10 years and to see if anyone, as these kids grew, would be interested in roses as they grew up and continue that interest and join the club at a later time. We have had kids come a number of years in a row. We've even had kids who have spoken at the event and how valuable the event has been and what they've learned. So we've had several kids who have come back and grown up with the event. But as of mm-hmm. yet, you know, I'm sorry to say we haven't had any new members. Now, that was the point when we first started this, but we've kind of gotten away from that, and our mission in the Delaware Air Rose Society is to is mostly education mm-hmm. of the public, and in increasing their interest in roses. So it's our emphasis has kind of shifted from membership recruitment to education and fun, getting the kids involved in the dirt and digging in the mm-hmm. dirt, playing in the water, and learning about the roses and learning about living things. And so that's really become our emphasis. And we're hoping that members will come eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you've spent the last 7 years laying a rock-solid foundation in that community. Mm-hmm. You know, those children are going to grow up, and, you know, like you said, in 15 years from now, they'll marry, have their own homes and what have you, and they'll want to plant a rose. They know exactly where to come to now, don't they?
And that's important, because even though they may not stay around here for the betterment of the American Rose Society, they may still join a club somewhere else, but they were introduced to the rose here in Delaware, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And if that increases membership somewhere else, that's fine. I mean, we're looking at just to educate the children on our national flower and how to properly grow it and so forth. You have to see the kids' faces when they first see mm-hmm. these roses come out that we bring to them, and they get to select a different. We get about four different varieties in, different color blooms, red, yellow, white, mm-hmm. and so forth, and maybe peach or something. But they just, their eyes just get so wide, and they know that they're going to get to plant that into a little one-gallon pot and get their fingers in the soil and get all wet. And we even tell the parents when they register that, please make sure kids are wearing boots or old clothes or something to that nature, because they are going to get right down into the soil. And they just love that.
I bet
you know,
they
I don't
do.
Know too many kids that, yeah. I don't know too many kids that don't want to dig in the dirt. So, I know mine did, and I always did. So.
In fact, once we get started, we'll start with actual planting of the rose, and then we talk about it later on after all the roses are planted. But it takes quite a while because the kids are interested in playing in the dirt. And so we sometimes have to encourage them to, let's just plant the rose, because we do have to move along here a little bit. But we do give them a chance to play in the water and in the soil too.
Well, take us through a workshop. What are they going to learn when they come there? We know they're going to get a rose, but what are you going to teach them?
Well, we have a booklet that Mark and I really revised this year. We started out with a booklet that we realized was pretty detailed, even to the point of telling the kids what type of rose pruners to use. And so this year we took out a lot of information we didn't really feel that they needed to know. So the kids get a booklet or a folder that has a booklet in it that shows them pictures and describes how to take care of the rose. They also, in that folder, have a Rosie events page, of our club events page, what our club is doing that year, and things that they're, and of course, they're always encouraged to come to the meetings. There's a page about the Delaware Area Rose Society, where our meetings are held, and people that they can contact, roses that are recommended to be grown in the area. We also this year included coloring pages, rose coloring pages, and one of our members was able to get a box of crayons for us to put in the folder as well. So we, first of all, have the kids come in, and we kind of do a general introduction of what we're going to do for the day. We get right into planting the rose and bringing the roses back to the tables. And then I'll usually start off by going through the booklet, and Mark and I take turns going over different parts of the booklet with them. And a lot of the booklet, we're talking to the parents. Things about fertilization, mm-hmm. things about spraying if necessary, using insecticides or fungicides. We always, that information is always pointed towards the parents, so they can help the kids do that if need be. Of course, we always have resources on there for them to call us, and any of us are willing to come out to the house or a scout meeting or 4-H meeting or anytime they need us to come out and doctor their rows.
In a very quiet way, we are very much pointing to the parents and some of the stuff so that they may become interested in growing roses themselves and also maybe joining the club. So it's twofold to get everybody to learn a little bit about the rose education, but then maybe somehow or another say, hey, we do have a rose society here, and it's for all rose lovers. It's just not exhibitors, but it's for anyone that wants to grow a rose, and it's just enjoy the beauty and the fragrance of the rose.
Now, do you have any stories that come to mind that you've heard from the kids that have gone through the program or the parents who've gone through the program that about the experience that they have?
Well, to tell you the truth, I usually hear any of the stories when we're having the event. You know, a parent will come up and say, well, mm-hmm. my child has been here for 2 or 3 years and our roses are still blooming. And of course, we always celebrate the fact that the roses survived the winter and they've mm-hmm. actually been able to plant them or get them through the winter. And I mentioned earlier that we had a couple of our homeschool kids who've grown up into high school with this program and have talked. We were just really excited when one of them asked if they could actually talk to the rest of the group. I mean, that's just was just very exciting for us to have that.
One exciting thing that has happened over the years, I mean, we don't get much participation, but our Rose Society Club has a class just for youth that's participating in this Roses for Youth, where they bring their potted rose to our rose show, and it actually gets judged. Bloom or no bloom, you know, just it's just to get child involved in the rose show along with the parent so that he can put it there in the show itself. Also, through several members, and I think Dave was very much involved with that, they did get a class at the local county fair now that 4-H members can participate by bringing their rose to it. And I think our open show is, well, can kids enter that one?
Not yet. I haven't got that through with the county.
Okay.
With the county fair.
But we do have one at the junior fair.
Junior fair, yes.
Where they can take the actual rose and put it in a class and have it judged at the county fair or have it at one of our local Rose Society shows.
Most of the gardeners that I know that are serious about gardening today, they fell in love with gardening when they were very young, either through a grandparent or a parent or someone who was actively involved in gardening. So I think that what you're doing are truly planting seeds that will be cultivated. I think that once you get someone's hands in the dirt and they can produce something beautiful, I think you're making a difference that you may not know for some time.
So that's what we thought when we started this program 10 years at a minimum, and the idea at the beginning was to get new members, but at the direction has slowly shifted to education. And I tell you one thing we did this year, Mark came up with a really good idea of providing a growth chart. And this is a large sign that is actually put in the pot, can be put in the pot. It has a flower on it with inch markings, and the kids can actually watch that rose grow and how tall it's getting to be. And what I've noticed as I drive around town is you can see the kids who have participated in the Roses for Youth program because their roses are sitting out front, and you can see these growth charts. And they make it very obvious that where kids are living that have participated. And it's just another part of the advertisement about this whole deal that we really didn't think of when Mark had the idea. So I think it's really turning into something interesting.
And Dave, may I add to that, is that with that, the increments are on the stem itself, and there's a couple leaves on there that says Delaware Area Rose Society, and the other leaf would be, there's an imprint on there that says Roses for Youth Fun Shop. And up at the top in the center of the flower, the child is able to write the name of the rose or his name or her name, whatever they want up there. That way they can remember the name of that rose as the year goes on. But I think it's been very popular. And if one of your listeners were to go to the Delaware Area Rose Society Facebook page, they would actually see some of these pots around town that have that particular growth chart. And I think that has really, a lot of kids really enjoyed that.
They did.
They thought,
yeah,
it was something really neat to have.
Absolutely.
And we also added one other thing was Miss Della Rose came to the youth sessions, both youth sessions. Oh, I don't know if we told you, we do have two sessions, one at 10 o'clock and 1 p.m., so that if there's any kids they can't make because of sports or other family events, they can at least maybe sign up for the other event. But anyway, we had Miss Della Rose come to our event, and boy, the kids loved that. They got some Photoshop opportunities there. It was great. They got to stand up next to her, and just she was dressed up like a rose.
And that was Terry.
Some of those pictures
by Terry.
Yeah.
She agreed to do this, and we're not sure we're going to get her to do it next year, though.
I think you'll, if you were to go to the Delaware Area Rose Society Facebook, you would probably see a picture of her with the kids, too. So that was awesome, though. We were just trying to add a little bit more each year to this event. And we were even having, at the nursery, we were having people call in during the session wanting to bring kids in. So I don't know what – I think it's more of a word of mouth that has finally gotten through the years that this is something great for kids to participate and to get their own rose. And we do kind of time it towards Mother's Day, don't we?
Well, it's the day before Mother's Day, so that's that's really a selling point. Anytime we're out advertising, we say, well, we always talk to the fathers because they always need a gift, and we provide
that's
it
right.
for them. All they have to do is show up with their kids.
We do
have a range of age. I would say we'll get kids that are still being held by mom and dad.
Yeah.
Most of them, I would say, would be in elementary school mm-hmm. from 7 years old up to 10.
Probably. Right.
But we do get a few that may be a little bit older, probably not much older than 14. But I think that's the right age for them to just, you know, learn a little bit about the rose. And we give them miniature roses. It's nothing. It's not like a hybrid tea or floribund, but they are miniature roses.
Are they in a container that they can keep it in, or do you tell them to transplant it?
Well, they start out, we pot them up in one-gallon containers, but that's mm-hmm. one thing that we emphasize. And I'll be sending out emails to everybody here soon to ask them to start thinking about where they would like to plant their rose or put mm-hmm. it in a larger pot. We've seen some pictures of our Roses for Youth roses that have been put into larger decorative pots, and we do have information in our booklet of how to keep it over the winter in a pot inside an unheated garage or a basement. But we do encourage the kids to plant them. I think their survivability is much better if they plant them than if they try to keep them like some of us do our potted roses.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a great, great thing that you're doing. And I'm thinking if you're getting photographs, maybe you're going to have to start a photography a contest. And I'd love it that you're following up with these kids. But if you start getting pictures, you may have to do a photography contest.
One thing we didn't get to do, we had an idea of doing a contest, the First Bloom in June contest. Get the kids to take pictures of their roses and send it to us. We haven't exactly figured out how to do that yet, and so we're going to save that probably till next year and really think about this and see if we can do a First Bloom in June contest. Of course, some of these roses are blooming when the kids get them because
mm-hmm.
they're fairly far along when we get them, and then Mark keeps them at his greenhouse and. So some of them, on occasion, are blooming when the kids get to plant them. So, of course, that rose couldn't count. That bloom wouldn't count. But whichever bloom you can have blooming in June would
yeah.
have to count.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is something coming up. And we'll definitely have to think about the photography part of it. That's for sure.
It is
yeah.
interesting, the number, the questions we get from the kids. It's really amazing. They're really into it quite a bit. How do I water my rose, or where do I keep my rose at? And very good questions, I think. You know, they're really thinking about trying to keep their little rose living throughout the season and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, very intelligent about the questions that they present to us.
Well, guys, before we let you go, would you be willing to allow other Rose Societies to contact you to share information with them?
Oh, absolutely. This is no secret, and we encourage every other Rose Society to start something similar. We feel that the only way that Rose Societies are going to survive is by expanding their work with the public, getting their name out there. I mean, we find that when we go out on our First Friday celebrations in Delaware, they have an event downtown for First Friday, that we'll set up a table downtown with our signs and maybe a rose or two on the table and start talking to people that a lot of people don't even know we exist. And so if you don't get your name out there, if a club doesn't get their name out there and doesn't do outreach to the public, there's just no way for them to really survive and to get new members and to keep going. So, yeah, any group that would like to contact Mark or I or anyone in our club, we'd be glad to talk to them about what we're doing.
Well, guys, it's been our pleasure to have you. We commend you for what you're doing. I think, as I said before, it's going to be a while probably before you know the effect that you've had on these young lives. But great, great effort. I appreciate what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you.
Well, now we're going to place links to the Delaware Area Rose Society on tonight's show page. And we want to encourage you to click over and like them on Facebook and check out more information regarding the Roses for Youth program. We want to thank Mark Miller and Dave Jackson for joining us this evening. And that brings this broadcast to a close. So until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.